Today's nonfiction is the story of the real Pocahontas. Pocahontas was a famous Native American. She was the daughter of the powerful chief Powhatan. Many books, movies, and television shows have been made about her, but her life story often is not told accurately. Many things that people think about her are actually untrue. Pocahontas had several names. Pocahontas was actually a nickname, meaning mischievous one. She was probably born around 1595. People say she was her father's favourite daughter. She would have grown up learning traditional women's jobs. Pocahontas would have learned to build houses, farm, cook, and gather firewood. She also would have made pots, mats, and baskets. She was trained to find edible plants for spices, food, and medicines. Girls were expected to do these jobs by the time they turned 13. Not much is known about Pocahontas's life because she could not write, so there are no primary sources. Pocahontas is famous for saving John Smith's life. John Smith was an English explorer who came to America in 1607 with the first English colonists to settle in Jamestown, Virginia. He was captured by Chief Powhatan's people while on an expedition. It is claimed that Pocahontas hurried to protect him as he was about to be killed by her father's men. Saving John Smith's life began a short friendship between the two groups. Pocahontas is also well known for helping the Jamestown colony. She shared food and information with the settlers to keep them healthy and safe. The tribe also traded corn and beads with the English. Pocahontas and her father were very close. The chief loved Pocahontas so much that the English decided to kidnap her. They wanted to make deals with the Powhatan people and thought she could help. Chief Powhatan could not trade everything the English wanted, so they did not let Pocahontas return home. The friendship between the chief and the settlers soon ended. While living with the English, Pocahontas was taught Christian teachings. She was baptized and renamed Rebecca. Pocahontas married a tobacco farmer named John Rolfe. When Pocahontas was about 21, she became ill and died. No one knows what kind of sickness she had, but it may have been smallpox. Pocahontas had hoped for peace and goodwill between her people and the settlers. Unfortunately, after her death, this didn't occur.